Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
My zip code is 37. Oh, hold on. I gotta write it down. Isn't that terrible? Jonesboro. Shit. 37659. Had to think for a minute.
37659. First and last name?
Sondra, that's Sondra. Last name is Stewart, Stewart.
Would it be listed under a spouse or family member?
Say that again?
Would it be listed under the name of a spouse or family member?
No. I don't know if I'm even calling the right number. It's the number that's on the bottle of the stuff that I get sent. So I can't figure out what the heck's going on. I never ordered this stuff, and they're charging my credit card, and I got to get this stopped.
Okay.
And I'm not happy with this. This is crazy.
Bear with me. Spell your name for me once more. You said Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A.
Yep, Sondra, mm-hmm. And last name is Stewart, Stewart. I'm still searching for that name. I may have to put some more information in to see if we can locate it. If not, then you'll have to contact your financial institution and ask them to provide you with another customer service number. So, okay.
Let me try to search from different. Let's see. Sandra.
The first delivery I received was, the name of it was Try Real Skinny Diet something. And then this last charge was Premium Active Evolution it came from. But it's the same Canton, Ohio.
Right. We service several different online companies. So if, in fact, those are the charges from one of the companies that we work with, we definitely will try to get that information for you. But like
okay.
I said, give me a moment.
Because if it's not you guys, I can't find any information about this try really skinny diet one and the premium active evolution.
All right.
And I just keep getting charges placed on my credit card that I didn't authorize.
Right.
And I'm getting very, very upset about this.
Yes, I am. Do you have an email address?
Yes. I mean, it might be on file. I don't. Okay. It's miniatures, which is MINIATURES, more MORE, at yahoo.com.
Okay. And what about an address?
123 Oakwell. That's one word. OAK W-E-L-L Lane. And that's in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Would you like me to spell Jonesboro?
Sure.
J-O-N-E-S-B-O-R-O-U-G-H. And Tennessee is T-N.
And, of course, 37659.
Correct.
Let me try to put that information in and search. Have you made any purchases within the last 3 weeks?
There was a charge. No, I haven't, but I keep getting charges placed on my Discover card.
Mm-hmm.
One was back in January, and the last one was back in was in March for $92.90.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of those two did I authorize at all.
And no one, you don't share a bank account with anyone?
No, I do not.
Or credit card?
I am single and all alone.
Okay.
No, I do not. January 1st of 2021, I did a purchase, a one-time purchase of the keto pills for $6.70. That I did online. There was no indication whether it said nothing about an automatic shipment or that they'd be using my card to continue shipping me stuff afterwards. And there's no, I don't get any packing slip or anything with this. The pills make me deathly sick. I can't take them. I have IBS with diarrhea, and I can't take them at all. So I definitely, I tried them two times, and I can't use this. And now I've got two more boxes with charges of $92.90 each
right.
time with stuff that I can't use.
And I can understand that's frustrating.
Let me try this.
I've tried the information that you provided. I have one more resort that I can, another avenue that I can try. The card that is being charged, we can try to look in our database to see it by using the first six numbers and the last four numbers. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, I'm really uncomfortable doing that because of the
Not
fact
a problem.
I'm just
I can
calling,
understand.
You know, calling you from the on the bottle.
Right.
These place, this stuff just comes. There's no packing slip. There's no nothing. I've questioned it with Discover. They came back with no numbers that I could reach anybody at, and it goes back on as a valid charge. No, because I don't know who you are or how my number might be used. I'm already thinking I'm going to have to cancel this card because of these charges. This is
yes,
a lot ma'am. Of money for me. I'm, you know, on my own and retired. I can't afford this.
Yes, ma'am. I can certainly understand. All right, so I've used all the avenues. What about your birthday?
That is 8/11/1957.
Yeah, that came back blank.
Do you have numbers for these other places then? I mean, I'm
the way we access the accounts that we have to work is by putting in the information. For instance, if I put in your zip code, everyone that has that zip code that's placed an order with us will pop up. And so far, so on, as far as going on with the email address, anything that is in our database, once I put that information, it'll pop up. If I just put a first name as Sandra or Sandra, every Sandra that's done business with us pops up.
Okay.
So all the information that I asked you about, I put in our system and nothing is popping up for me.
So these are these other companies then. So it's so the original order that I made back on January 1st with this try really skinny diet something something, you don't have numbers for them, and you don't have numbers for this premium active evolution.
If I could pull up your account, then I can see who you did business with. But with me not being able to pull up that information, I don't have a way of.
Well, it doesn't sound like, I mean, if you can't pull it up by my name and address,
right.
They have all that. It comes to me via U.S. Postal, so they have my name and address printed on all of that. So,
contact your bank and see if they can provide you with another customer service number.
Okay. After I've been on hold. I tried once and I did the dial 3 and then the call didn't go through. It went right to voicemail and now I sat on hold
with
for
your
another
bank?
45 minutes. No, with you. Okay, I'll try my bank then.
Give me just a second before you disconnect. I'm still looking over more Sandras.
I can't believe there's that many Sandras, Sondra. But it sounds like you must ship this stuff to these other companies, and their data isn't in your company, I guess. I don't know.
I had 198 with the first name Sandra.
Did you really? Well,
yes,
I hope
ma'am.
They have better luck with the stuff than I did.
So you actually used the product and wasn't successful with it?
I got the first trial bottle of it that was advertised as only $6.70. And I said, it's worth a try. I have IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, with
mm-hmm.
diarrhea. It set me off that I was sick for almost 2 weeks. I tried
Ooh.
It two different times, and I there's no way I can take it. It's like the worst stuff for me. You might as well just end up in the hospital if I continue to take it. So it does something with, you know, with the having the IBS. I don't know, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
you know, I was really hoping it would work with me. But, and I certainly don't want to keep getting bottles of it if I'm.
You can't use it.
Number one, I can't use it. And I can't afford the $92.90 per bottle. I mean, that's the only reason I got it. It was reasonable enough for me at $6.70.
What? Sandra, do you have a middle name?
Middle name is Jane or Jay. It would be just been Jay.
No,
I don't think I ever would have written it out.
Okay, so, contact your bank and ask them to provide you with another customer service number because I don't have... Hold that thought for
And you can't
minute.
Put any freeze on don't send this person any more stuff.
Not if I can't find your account, no ma'am.
Okay.
Hold on for just a moment. I haven't given up yet. Hold on.
The last time it came through, it came through TPX Fulfill Service.
Found you. Got it. All right. You've already verified all of your information. I already have that. Looking over the account, I see that you placed an order with a company called Keto Ascend, which is dietary products specializing in reducing appetites, increasing metabolism, and getting rid of body toxins. So, the initial order was placed with that company on January the 1st. You purchased the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse on a 14-day trial. That company allows you to actually try out their product before they actually charge you for it. So on the 15th day is when they charge you the retail price for both of the products.
Nothing in their advertisement of doing it online said anything like that. They said it was a one-cost time. That's ridiculous. Talk about false. I mean, this is like Better Business Bureau stuff. This is ridiculous. I mean, I read through everything. Nothing on that said it was a trial. They said this was a one-shot charge, and I figured I'll try both things. I didn't even try the cleanse after the other one made me deathly ill. Well, do you have a number that I can reach them at then to see if I can, you know, get this, you know, resolved? Others, they're going to just keep charging my account.
We're the ones that handles the business for the actual company. They provide us with the terms and conditions that they have listed on their website. That's why I was able to explain that to you to see what it is that can be done. Now,
well, I'm fine paying the first initial charge cost of those two bottles. You know, I'm fine paying that. I don't want these other two bottles. I will be more than happy to send them back to you. They are unopened. And I don't want any more charges on my Discover card. That's it. You know, I mean, this is, I can't afford this.
Yes, ma'am. I would have to actually speak with the supervisor in regards to that, seeing as though it's outside of the guidelines, the 14 days that they allow you to cancel within that period. It's past that time, so I'm going to have to speak with the customer, speak with the supervisor to see what can be done. I know definitely that company does not allow shipments to come back in the warehouse due to safety and
at least regulation. Put a freeze on it that they don't send me any more and don't charge my credit card anymore. I mean, do they can just keep sending you the stuff and keep charging you?
No, ma'am.
There's no invoices. There's no telephone numbers to reach any of these people. There's no nothing. This is unbelievable. This is Better Business stuff. This is Better Business Bureau stuff. This is ridiculous.
Now, before I speak with them, let me ask you a couple of questions. Would you be interested in extending a trial for 16 additional days?
No. Right. It makes me sick. I can't.
Yes, I understand. I just have to ask you. And would you be willing to accept 35% discounts on all future orders?
No.
Okay. All right, let me place you on a brief hold while I reach out to the supervisor and see if anything could be done in regards to this account, okay? Thank you so much for your patience.
Yep.
So I did speak with my supervisor, and I was able to get an approval to provide you with a 50% discount on the charges. So that amount can be added back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. The account can be completely canceled. You'll receive an email cancellation within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, that's the best we can do. At least it's better than the $92.90.
Right.
So 50% off of both of those then?
Yes, ma'am.
Off of that 180 something. Okay. And no more shipments and no more charging my credit card. Correct.
All that would be canceled. Give me just a moment while I go ahead and put this information in the system. All right, so all of that information has been updated in the system. Was there anything else that I can assist you with tonight?
No, you've been helpful. I appreciate it. I would have liked to have gotten it credited so I could have sent back the stuff. So
yes, ma'am, I can certainly understand that.
I'll take half. It's better than nothing.
Yes, ma'am. But of course, with COVID going on like it is, a lot of people aren't accepting stuff back.
Yeah. I can understand that, but I guess the thing is their advertising has to be way clearer on that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because nowhere in anything, when I received the first two bottles, nowhere, there was absolutely nothing. Just the two bottles came. There was nothing in the advertisement regarding that. I mean, that's unbelievable that they can just take your credit card and just send you stuff and you're responsible for it. I mean, it's very upsetting.
Well, just make sure the next time that you make sure you look at all of the information, because the company says that is listed on their website that you have to confirm that you're 18 years or older. It's a box that you have to check. They make sure that you have to check it, that you're 18 years or older and that you read and understand the terms and conditions before they send out their products. So just make sure on anything that you're ordering online that you double check to make sure that you click it and see what's
yeah,
with
suppose
it.
They probably put that information like on page 10 of the terms and conditions, because I've skimmed through it and I didn't see
and
anything.
I'm guilty of that myself. With Amazon Prime, they had a trial offer, and of course I didn't read the terms and conditions. I was like, well, I'm not fixing to read all that. I'll be canceled it before the time's up, whatever. And I didn't. It slipped my mind and they charged me $99. And I was like, what in the world? And then I realized what it was when he explained to me. So I had to accept that $99. Yeah.
Yeah, at least they'll be stopped now. That's
yes,
really,
ma'am.
Real. I mean, you can't tell me most people sit there and study all of that. I mean, I did skim through the terms and conditions,
yes,
but
ma'am.
Nothing popped out with like an enrollment cost or you know things like that. Because I've had that, they said I was getting a free iPad Pro,
yes,
or whatever, and I'm like, for winning something, and I'm like, wait a minute. And so I'm looking through it, and sure enough, there was a automatic enrollment charged monthly to your account, you know. And I've said, yeah, it sounded too good to be true, but I guess
right. This
was too good to be true too. But very, very dissatisfying, very, very upsetting.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate your time and patience in allowing me to update your information.
Please lose all my information after this is done. I mean, this will take care of it. They're not going to turn around and change the company name and charge me something again, because this is like the third company name that's been sent to me now.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I don't understand.
And
that.
It's just invoiced under different companies because we service several different companies. So the company that you actually did health with was the Keto Ascend, but because it was two different products, it was probably listed under two different names. So, yeah. And a lot of people wouldn't understand that. Like I didn't buy anything from that, you know, so I can certainly understand where that threw up a red flag for you.
I didn't think anything of it till I started getting the second shipment, and then all of a sudden the third shipment. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Yes, ma'am.
But okay, thank you for helping me. Is there any confirmation number that this,
it will be sent?
Yeah,
it'll be sent
email?
To your, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, from you guys from a Keto Ascent?
Yes, ma'am. The email address, well, we've already confirmed your email because that was one of the
right.
methods to try to look for it. All right. Well, once again, thank
but
you for speaking.
It didn't
Go
pop
ahead.
Up, though, when you punched my whole email, though, right?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. But where, what, who's the
email? Are you able to check it now?
No, I can't.
Okay, because they sent you a confirmation that the refund notification is on the way. So
okay, well hold
check
on.
Your...
If you want to hold with me, I can go upstairs and boot up my computer and stuff. I'm just on my cell phone now, so
okay.
That I can't. So hold on just a second. That will make sure that I got it.
if there's not a confirmation number you can give me now. Okay, let me look here. Just wait a second to open up my mail. Yes, I got it.
Okay, so you'll receive that cancellation as well.
Yes, okay, thank you very, very much for your help.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for calling in the customer service. You have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.